Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It is such a joy to be with you guys today. I think that this is a very important podcast for everybody. If you attend church, if you don't attend church, whatever has happened maybe in your church, I believe that this podcast is going to minister each and every one of you. Maybe you're a pastor, you're a leader. This podcast is for you. I believe that this is going to speak to the heart of every single person. So I want you to really listen to me with the fear of God and listen to me with an open heart and an open mind. You know, I was asking my husband while I was getting ready what kinds of topics that I needed to speak about when it comes to these podcasts, because I believe that these podcasts are important. They minister to people. A lot of people are watching from all across the earth. And you know what my husband said? He said, can you please do a podcast? He said, on the attitude that people have towards the church, or, you know, the familiarity that people have had towards the church, or how sometimes we take the church lightly and we don't really feel a weight or a burden for the church of Jesus. And when I speak of the church, I'm not speaking about just you, because we are the temple of Jesus and you are the church. But I'm talking about the corporate church, the global church, the church of Jesus. So we're going to go through several scriptures. And I just want to start this podcast by asking you this question. What is your attitude towards your local church? What is your behavior, your actions towards the local church? How do you feel about it? I also want to ask you this. Have you taken your local church lightly? Do you not feel the burden alongside with your pastors when it comes to the local church? Have you taken it lightly? Do you disregard it? Do you make excuses not to go to church? I can't tell you as pastors how many text messages, phone calls, you know, and I hear it with my friends that are pastors as well. You know, people will make excuses, all kinds of excuses as to why they're not going to church. You know, I have this, that, and the other. And, you know, I can't begin to tell you how many times my husband and I, as pastors, and I hear it with my friends as well, who are pastors, that sometimes the people have taken the church very lightly. And I don't think we have a fear of God when it comes to the church. And I'm speaking to you, pastor. I'm speaking to you, leader. I'm speaking to you that maybe are no longer going to church. Or maybe you are attending church. Maybe this podcast, I pray, will help bring conviction and a fear of God back to your church. Have you taken the church lightly? You know, I talked about the word familiarity several podcasts back, and I talked about what it means. And familiarity, when you look at that word and you study it, it's a casual way of thinking. It's just casual way of acting, an attitude, a behavior. It's just casual. It's no longer passionate. It's no longer with sincere feeling. It's just casual. You're just casual about it. Have you become familiar with the church? Well, let's talk about what God says about the church. And then we can really maybe make an inventory of our hearts. And do we feel about the church the way Jesus felt about the church? Have we lost that fervency and that passion and that drive for the church? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. Let's start there. And Paul gives us a really powerful scripture. Hebrews 10, 25. For those of you that maybe went through a pandemic, you stopped going to church. Maybe this podcast is for you to bring conviction back to your heart, not condemnation, not judgment. We're not here to cast judgment. We're here to bring alignment to get you ready for the coming of Jesus. Hebrews 10, 25 says, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Notice how Paul makes reference to his coming, the coming of Jesus, and to attending church. And then he says, do not neglect your meeting together. So for those of you that say, well, it's just me and God, I don't have to go to church. It's just me and God. I mean, I'll listen to it online. No, he says, let us not neglect our meeting together. It doesn't say, let us not neglect you getting on live stream, you know, and you watching the preaching. He says, let us not neglect our meeting globally together. In other words, attending church, as some people do. In other words, what he was saying is a lot of people are neglecting the meeting together, the importance of meeting together. He said, and they've become used to not meeting together. And then he said, because as we draw near to the day of his return, we have to make sure we spur one another. So verse 24, he tells us that we are to stir one another in love and with good deeds and not give up on meeting each other. He said it's very important for us to get together. And then in Acts 2, when you look at the early church, when the church started, Acts 2, 42 to 47, it says every day, it doesn't say some days. Now, mind you, most churches globally have two services a week, two. Some of them only have one. But here in the book of Acts, it says every day they continued to meet together in the temple. It says, and they broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily, it says, to those who were being saved. And what happens here in Acts chapter 2 is that they continue to meet together daily in the temple. Think about that. You know, nowadays, what has happened in society is that we've become, priorities have become or taken the place of, other priorities have taken the place of our meeting together. We have now other priorities, other passions, other love, other desires. And we have no longer looked at the church the way God looks at the church. Now, look what Ephesians 5:25 says. Here Paul tells us about the church again. He says, husbands, love your wives. Now he's talking to us about husbands, which is a covenant relationship, which is a relationship that is covenant. It is bound till death do us part. And then he goes on to say, husbands, love your wives. He's talking about how a husband's supposed to love his wife. And then he says, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. How does Jesus see the church? He gave himself up for her. He gave himself up for her. Think about that. Jesus gave himself. He gave his body up for her. He loves her. He loves the church. Jesus told Peter on one occasion, he said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Since the book of Acts, the enemy has wanted to stop her. He's wanted to stop the church. When I speak of her, I mean the bride of Jesus, the church of Christ. But the gates of hell will not prevail against her. We ought to love her. And then it says, husbands, love your wife like Jesus loves her. The church, the bride, who he's coming for. Do you love the church that way? Have you lost your love, your fervor, your passion for the church of Jesus? Do you no longer want to meet together on a weekly basis? Is some game more important to you than coming to the temple of God? Is going out to eat or other priorities maybe taking the place of your love for Jesus? I pray that this podcast brings such a fear of God to your heart again. It says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church and gave himself up for her. What does Jesus feel for his church? Think about that. The Bible says that Jesus has passions. He passions souls. He passions Israel. But he also passions his church. Have you lost your love and your passion for her, for the church of Jesus, the local church? I'm talking about the church that God planted you in. I'm talking to you about the church that God planted you in. Do you love her like that? Do you love her like a husband supposed to love a wife? Who's not supposed to cheat on her? Who's not supposed to commit adultery on her? Who's supposed to be loyal and faithful to her? Who's supposed to be available to her? Do you love the church that way, or have you lost your love and passion for the church? Psalm 84, 1 through 10, a famous psalm by David. Look what David felt, who was a man after the heart of God. The Bible says, I have found me a man who has a heart after me. Have you lost your passion for God? I think this. My husband and I were discussing this. I think when you don't love the church, you have lost your love for Jesus. Because if you really love Jesus with all your heart, soul, and mind, you'll love your church because you will love what he loves. Look what David said. In 84 of Psalms, he said, how I love your temple. He said, Lord Almighty, he said, how I want to be there. He wants to be in the temple. I long to be in the Lord's temple. That's what David's saying in Psalm 84. Read it. With my whole being, I sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrows have built a nest, and the swallows their own home. They keep their young near their altars. Lord Almighty, my King and my God. He said in verse 4, how happy are those who live in your temple, always singing praises to you. How happy are those, verse 5, whose strength comes from you, who are eager to make the pilgrimage, Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the church. As they pass through the dry valley of Baca. Baca is a dry place, a valley. It becomes a place of springs. Look at that. Those that love the church, it says Baca, the valleys that you go through in life, it says it really becomes a place of spring. The autumn rain fills it with pools. Look what it says in verse 7. They grow stronger as they go. They will see the God on Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord Almighty. Listen, O God of Jacob. Bless our King, O God, the King you have chosen. One day spent in your temple is better than 1,000 days elsewhere. I would rather stand at the gate of the house of my God than live in the homes of the wicked. Look at the heart of David. David is saying, I would rather be in your temple one day than anywhere else. Do you feel like that to the temple of God? Towards the temple of God, towards the church of God. Do you feel that way? Have you lost your love and your passion for your church? Do you love your church that way? Because God is the head of the church, the Bible says. Look at what he writes, Psalm 122, David, in verse 1. He said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. He longed to be in the temple of God. Do you love that? Do you dread going to church? Do you make an excuse? Oh, my kids are sick. Oh, now I got a little pain. Do we make excuses? Have you really lost? No, ask yourself that honestly. Honestly, have you lost your fervor for God like that and the temple of God? You know what we need? We need passion for what God passions again. Do you passion what he passions for? There's going to be an end time battle. And I've discussed that in some of my preachings. One of the battles will be fear. There's several battles. You know, one of the biggest battles you're going to have to fight in the last day is for your desires and your passions. What do you passion? Do you passion going to the house of God? Do you passion the passions of God? Or have you lost, truly, your fervency for God? Are priorities out of order? Have you died to yourself? I thought about this. I said, we were having this conversation, my husband and I, back and forth, and we were saying, why do you think people do that? Why are people not in love and passionate? See, I love coming to the temple of God. I love coming to the house of God. I love corporate worship. There's nothing like my own worship, but there's nothing like corporate worship. When we all pray together, when we all come together, when we all hear the word together, when we're all being equipped together, there's something about that that's so powerful. I love coming to the house of God because I can feel his presence. You know, my husband, he leads intercession on Tuesdays, and he'll come back and he'll say, wow, we get to intercede together. How many people have made excuses because they don't serve the house of God anymore like they used to? Oh, well, they offended me. Maybe the problem, hear me, hear what I'm going to say to you. Maybe the problem was your heart and you let that offense in and you have forgotten that God still passions his church. That offense doesn't change the fact that God loves his church. Maybe God was using that to test you. You know, maybe God was using that to mature you. Maybe God was using that to grow you. Look at how God talked about the churches, the seven churches in the book of Revelation. I wish I had time. Maybe I'll come to you and talk to you about the seven churches, the church of Thyatira. I mean, think about all the churches. They all had their battles. One of them had to let Jezebel in. But that didn't change the fact that God loved his church. Do you love the church of God? Do you passion her? Do you passion what God passions for? You got to love what God passions. I believe that this podcast is a podcast of conviction where you examine your heart, not anybody else's. You examine your heart. Do you love the church that way? Or do you make excuses? Are you inconsistent? Are you inconsistent in your service to God at your church? I always find that sometimes when new people come in, there's such a fervency in them. There's such a love. They're so grateful. They'll say things to me like this. Put me anywhere. I'm so grateful. Put me anywhere. Put me to clean the toilets if you have to, but put me anywhere. I get to serve my church. And that's when I know, wow, there's a gratitude. Have you lost your gratitude to your church, towards your church? If you have, you need to repent. Because throughout the scriptures, we find that Jesus loves his church. He's coming back for her. A bride without blemish and a bride without wrinkle. If maybe you've lost it, then your priorities are out of order. Then maybe you've let the flesh rule. Maybe you've let a passion in that is not the passion of God. Maybe something else took the place of God. That is called idolatry. And it's time to repent, church. And it's time to give the church what is due her. And that's your service, your time, your love, your energy. Become the church of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that a member without the body of Christ cannot function on its own. Some of you are trying to be a finger outside of the body of Christ. You can't. It won't live. It will not survive. It's time to get connected to the body of Christ. It's time to grow with the body of Christ. It's time to serve her, love her, appreciate her, and come back to that passion. I'm gonna pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to leaders. I speak to pastors. I speak to people that have lost that fervency, that passion, Father, for their church, where they have had a bad attitude towards her, where they have no longer, God, had that drive and that passion to serve her. I pray a conviction through this podcast. I'm speaking to every leader in the heart of every pastor, the heart of people that used to serve God, the heart of people that strayed from the church, the heart of people, Father, that no longer serve her like they used to. I pray that today, God, that there will be a gratitude for the church again, a love for her, that they will stop, Father, making excuses, putting other things as priority, having their own ideas. I pray that, God, today through this podcast, you will convict each and every heart and that they will love what you love. We got a passion, what you passion again, God. I pray that you align every heart today and that they do not take the church lightly, that they do not look at the church as some social club, some place where I get to go be with my friends or check out a girl or check out a guy. No, you get to come to church. Father, bring that conviction to your people and let the passion for your church, Father, begin to rise again. God, I ask this, God, through this means there be such a strong, strong conviction, God. Let them repent where they're at, God. Let the fear of God come in again, Father, inside of their hearts, and let them love what you love. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I love you guys. I pray that this podcast, God, will allow the fear of God to come back into your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.